left off discussing the Tosas for the family in Zainu days, where Tosas raises the following suffix: is there a fee of kefil in an instance of towing Tainas Ganav the Bailin? And Tosas does not explain in detail what exactly the suffix is. We mentioned three different possibilities of understanding the suffix. One is based on the Chiddush of the Tzos, and that is kefil and shvua always go hand in hand. And therefore the question is the following: would there be a shvus hashomrim in these particular cases? After all, she'el v'bailim at times is considered to be potter, but is there a chiyuv shvua? If there is a chiyuv shvua, that would result in a chiyuv kefil. And we pointed out the next possibility, that of the nesivus, that no, Tosas the suffix is not about shvua. Of course there is a shvua in these particular cases. And this is not the machlokes that you find in the Yerushalmi. Certainly the shvua, the rice of shvua sashomer, inu b'shusa, the shomer is obligated to make. The only question is what about the secondary shvua of shalom pashati? If shia b'valim is potter, so in such a case, that's the issue in the Yerushalmi. Would you insist that he has to make a shvua shalom pashati, where even if indeed he was poshea, he would in fact be potter in any case? But a shvua, which is the ikar shvua sashomer, inu b'shusa, in such a case, vadai nishva. Certainly there is a shvua. The question is there a chiyuv of kefil? Do we argue that since Balavim was a p'tur tashlum and therefore it extends to kefil, or do we assume it does not? And then we mention the third possibility, a chiddush of Sameach, that perhaps there is no shvua at all. What exactly then is the two deos? The fact that you're not chayiv kefil, we understand very well. In a case of towing tanis ganav, it's only ayyidei shvua. In such a case, if there is no shvua, how could you envision a chiyuv kefil? However, a further possibility, and that is that why is it so necessary in order to have a shvua to generate the chiyuv kefil? Very simply, because the chiyuv kefil is only in a case of a ksira hapoteres. When the shomer is exempting himself through his taina, then if he is lying, he's chayiv kefil. So perhaps one could argue the following chiddush, that in a case where the Torah insists on a shvua, and he would only exempt himself ayyidei shvua, well then obviously a shvua is necessary, and if there is no shvua, there is no chiyuv kefil. But if one could envision instances where there is no shvua at all, in such a case where simply the Tanas HaShomer would be sufficient, if he were to say this is what occurred, in that instance if he's lying even through Taina Belishvua, in such a case perhaps he is Chayiv Kefil. That was the possibility in Peredal HaChayirav or Sameach, in which case one could argue in these instances there is no Shvua whatsoever, but nonetheless one could envision the possibility of a Chiyuv Kefil. We had mentioned that this in fact would impact on our Tosus, because Tosus is very bothered, why is there a Pasuk necessary to tell us Yatsu Kakos Evein Nishvain Halakarka? And Tosus answers that perhaps we're talking about a case of Gilgul Shvua. Even an instance when there is a Shvua, still one is Pater Min HaKefil. If one would assume this Chiddush of Or Sameach, one could argue as follows: precisely in those cases where the Torah doesn't allow for a Shvua, then one could more readily be Chayiv Kefil, even Ayyidei Kfira, even through that Taina HaPoteres. In which case you can certainly envision that there's a need to tell us Yatsu Karkaos, because if there is no Shvua, Shvua is not necessary in order to have a Chiyuv Kefil at all. If that's true, you don't have to answer as Tosus does, that we're talking about a case of Gilgul Shvua itself. These issues and the three different ways of understanding Tosus certainly relate to our broader issue, and that is how you understand the klal lo prat klal, the fact that these instances don't apply to avonim karka and shtara. So how you understand the p'tur of balavimo? Is it considered to be a hafkas hashmira? Is it considered to be a p'tur tashlumin? And therefore, again, that certainly will be affected by the machlokas we discussed between the ktsos and the nesivos. We started to discuss the Tosus Dermasli Yasu Karkos, where Tosus is bothered by the following. You have a miut that tells us that you're not chayiv kefil, I understand, but what exactly is the case of Gnevas Karka? Don't be assumed that Sugim Kuf Yitzayin, that Karka is Eino Nigzelis. So one possibility Tosus mentions is a case of a Sigvul, where a person shifts the marker. In such an instance, there is an Isser of Gezel, and therefore one could have envisioned that there would be a Chiyuv Kefil. And then Tosus writes the following, Inamit, we're talking about a case of Mukhubar Lakarka, and Tosus cites the Sugyan Shuas, and Daf Membeis Amadbeis, where a person, for example, is given Yud Gifanim to Unos, and all of a sudden the shomer is telling shenignavulo, hey, it turns out shehu ganvan, he himself, the shomer, is the one who did so. I would have envisioned such a case when it's chayiv kefel. That is the Gzeiras HaKasa that tells us that no, that yatsu karkos. So Rokonin points out the obvious issue, and that's the following. If it's referring as the first teretz of Tosfos to Mesik Vul, we understand very well, that's referring to karkos. Is it such a davar pashut that this case is referring to Gnevas Karka? After all, at the time of the Hafkada, certainly it was Karka, but at the time of that which generates the Chiyuv of Kefal, namely Shas HaGneva, the Dover was a Dover Tavush, that was a Dover Metalta, that was not considered to be any longer Mechuber LaKarka. So is it such a Dover Pasha that this is a possibility? Apparently you see, according to Tosfos, the following Chiddush, that if you want to determine whether something is considered to be Karka or Metaltalin, whether it's Talosh or Mechubar, the Shas Kabbalah Shmira, the Shas Hafkada, is considered to be that which is critical. And even if the Shas Hagneva, it was already Talosh, that is irrelevant, everything is determined at that particular moment. According to what we discussed, the Nesivus and Reb Chaim, one could argue as follows. According to the Nesivus, that we assume that Yatsu, Karkos, Avodim, Shtaros, it means it's a Hafkos, Hashmira, not only a Psur Tashlumin, then, Mechor, it is clear that everything should be dependent on the Shas Hafkada. If you are asking me, is he or is he not Al-Pidin, a Shomer under these conditions, so shouldn't you determine based on the Shas Kabbalah Sashmira? And therefore, perhaps that's exactly why Tosfos would assume, so obviously, without even any Dion or Shas Levitaria, that everything is dependent on the Shas Hafkada. And if the Shas Hafkada you're dealing with Yud, Gefanim, to Unos, obviously that is considered to be Karka. But if you argue that even in case of Karkaos, one is considered to be a Shomer, and therefore Pshia Bekarka is considered to be Chayiv, because it's only Ktur Tashlumin. So now, right, the question is, right, a more intense one. Is it so obvious then that everything should be determined based on the Shas Hafkada? If the Shas Hafkada certainly has a Shem Shomer, and the question is whether there is a Chiyuv or Ktur Tashlumin, so therefore, at what point should you realize that question? Is it B'Shas Hafkada? Is it considered to be B'Shas Gneva? It's not a Kasha, but just the following Ma'ara, that according to Reb Chaim, right, it's a Chiddush, that one should assume that the Shas Hafkada is considered to be critical. Again, it's not Muchach from the Gemara, right, because the Gemara doesn't mention this is the case. One could argue the first Teretz of Tosfos. But within the second Dukimt of Tosfos, that we're talking about Mechuber LaKarka, an interesting Chiddush that the Shas Hafkada is considered to be that which is Kovein. So this issue, if you want to determine whether something is karka or whether it's considered to be metaltalin, in the case of mechuber lekarka, that ultimately becomes tolush, what exactly do you determine? Hafkada, geneva? So a similar issue is explicitly subject to machlokas rishonim, right, when it comes to a further halacha, and that is me'ila bikarkos. We know that ein me'ila bekarkos, and the same thing is true when it comes to avadim shehukshu lekarka. So ein me'ila bekarkos, and the same applies when it comes to an eved as well. When it comes to dinei me'ila, we also could envision two different possibilities. One is the shas hakadosha, the time that the chefetz became kodesh, and the other is the shas me'ila, at the time, for example, that I seized or stole object from hekdesh. Similar to our Shas Hafkada and Shas Geneva. If you want to assess whether something is considered to be Karka, whether something is Metaltalin, especially instances of Mechuber LaKarka, so in such an instance, what moment is critical when it comes to Me'ila Ikarkos? I want you to take a look at that sugya in Sanhedrin Daf Tesvav and Aleph, where the Gemara presents a machlokas between the Tanakama, the Chachamim, and Rav Shimon Gamliel. In Eved Sukash LaKarka. And therefore, the Gemara tells us the following: Hamakdish es avdel. If a person is makdish es eved, so then ein moalin bo. It is not subject to meila. Eved is hukash. Eved is dino kekarta. However, if Shimon Gamliel omer that moalim bisara on the gufo shel eved, that is true. You will not find meila. However, regarding saaro, the hair of the eved, then that is considered to be true. The Gemara says the following. What exactly is this machlokes between Tanakama and Rav Shimon Gamliel? So the Gemara says everyone agrees that an Eved is Sukash LaKarka. Good? And we're talking about the following issue, Sarah Ha'omid Ligzos. We're talking about a case where the hair is sufficiently long that it is Omid Lihinatel, is about to be cut. And the question is the following, do you assume that Sarah Ha'omid Ligzos is Kigazuz Dami, or do you assume it is considered to be Lav Kigazuz Dami? That is the Machlokas Tanakama and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Whether Sarah Ha'omid Ligzos is Kigazuz Dami, whether it is not Kigazuz Dami. What exactly does that mean? So if you look in Rashi, Rashi gives you Boshub Shat in the Gemara. The Tanakam is of the opinion that Ein Molin Besaro. Why exactly is that true? Because the Tanakam maintains that Omid Ligzos is Lav Kigazuz Dami. And therefore the hair of the Eved is viewed as the Eved himself, and therefore it is Dino Kikarka. And therefore, Karka is not subject to Me'ilah, Avadim Hukshul Karka. The same thing applies to the Serum Elixos, because Lav Kigozuz Dami. And therefore it is Dino Kikarka. In fact, the Sugyan Center is discussing a further difference. When it comes to one who is Matish something, and there is Shuma, you have to assess its value. In order to allow for Padiya, there's a difference between Shumas Karka as opposed to Shumas Metalfilin. When it comes to Metalfilin, all you need are Gimel. When it comes to Karka, the Pasuk is you require 10. You require Asara. So Rashi says very simply, that's the context of the Sugya. According to Tanakama, Emol in Besara, because Besar is Lav Kagosos Dami, it's Dino Kekarka, and therefore its assessment requires Asara. What is the view of Rav Shimon Gamliel? That Mol in Besara. My Mol in Besara, because Besar is Kigazuz Dami. If it is Kigazuz Dami, then it is Dino Kimetaltalin. And therefore, of course, it is subject to all Dine Me'ilah. And in fact, if a person will be Podeh, so therefore all you need are Shlosha, because after all, Pidyon of Metaltalin only requires Shlosha. It does not require Asar. That's what Rashi writes. That is Pashup Shah in the Gemara. If, however, you look at Rabbeinu Chananel, and that's Sugya Tezvav Meralev and Sanhedrin, Rabbeinu Chananel seems to assume the opposite. Rabbeinu Chananel writes the following. The Tanakama is of the opinion Ein Molin Besaro. That's clear. Ein Molin Besaro. Why is that true? Rabbeinu Chananel writes a very great Kiddush. Kigazuz Dami. The Tanakama assumes Kigazuz Dami. Well, if it's Kigazuz Dami, why Ein Molin Besaro? If it's Kigazuz Dami, Rabbi Nachmanan writes the following Kiddush, because Lo Mikdash Imo. That's the phrase of Rabbi Nachmanan. If the Seir Ha'omid Ligzos is Kigazuz Dami, so therefore Lo Mikdash Imo. Boshab Shav Rabbi Nachmanan, that means it never became Hekdish. I was Makdish the Eved. So the question is the following. Is the Seir Ha'omid Ligzos included, or is it not? The Tanakam, who says Ein Molin Besaro, is of the opinion Kigazuz Dami. Therefore, the hair of Evan was never included in the Hakadosha, and that's why Ein Molin Besaro, not because that it is Dino Kikarka, because Evan is Sukash Lakarka, but simply because if it's Kigazuz Dami, it never became Kodesh. That's what Rabbi Yochanan writes. What Rabbi Yochanan does not explain, however, and this is the clear difficulty, is, continue. Oh, what's the second half? Yevam Achlokas Tanakama, Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Yochanan explains beautifully the sheet of Tanakama. In one land of Sarah, Kigazuz Dami, Lo Mikdash Imo. Yeah, so, go ahead, finish the sentence, no? So, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, Mol in Desaro, why is that true? Because Lav Kigazuz Dami. Lav Kigazuz Dami. If it's Lav Kigazuz Dami, then it's part of the Eved, no? And Eved is Sukash Lakarka. So just like there's no Mila when it comes to the Eved, how could there be any Mehila when it comes to the Sarah Eved? That Rabbi Nachmanan doesn't explain. He explains the Tanakama. He doesn't explain Rav Shimon Gamliel. Just Rav Shimon Gamliel's of opinion that Mol in Besaro because Lav Kigazuz Dami. How does that work? So if you look in the Gemara Sanhedrin, at the bottom of the daf, there's a Haggah. Right? The Haggah writes, the Tzarech Yom. Right? Nehid the Kegufo Dami. So good. Lav Kegufo Dami is Kegufo Dami. But how does that allow for Me'ilah? After all, Begufo Lekamila the Hagar writes. Now the Hagar just ends with mitzvah the Ashim. A mitzvah to figure out this Rabbeinu Chananel. Now Rabbeinu Chananel just mentions very cryptically the half of the statement, the Tanakama. It doesn't mention anything about the Shita of Rav Shimon Gamliel. So how do you understand that particular issue? So this relates right to our sugya in the following sense. I wanted you to take a look at the Chiddushei Ramban in the parallel sugya. That's the sugya in Gittin on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. There the Ramban writes, "To Gamaskil Hacha, Hacha Besar Homei Ligzos Kamifligim." So here, the Ramban raises a very fundamental issue. What exactly is the case? A person is Makdish is Eved, and the Machlokis is he violating Me'ila when he utilizes the Eved's hair? How does he utilize the Eved's hair? What is he doing? The Ramban writes the following Chiddush, V'nenebo ba'od shehu mechubar baroshem. We're talking about a case where the person utilized the hair, somehow he benefited from it, while it was still al gufo shel eved. In other words, that it was mechubar not only at the time of hakadosha, b'shas hekdish, but even b'shas hana as well, it was mechubar. The Ramban continues and writes, v'hamifaresh, the Mefarish, who explains, we're talking about a case that, you know what happened? That then you cut the hair of the Eved and you use the hair for something. Now, for example, you use the hair, in earlier times you would do this, as a sieve, as a sifter. Right? They utilize that as a type of filter, like a mesh. The use was after already the hair was cut, migufo shel Eved. The Ramban writes the following, that velomer klum. How can you interpret the Gemara that way? Why? Because after all, if that's the case, that the hair was severed and then it was used, well, obviously then there's me'ila. Because at that point, it is no longer mechubar. Because the Ramban writes, ein holchen el achar nehene. We talk about the time where it is the shas hanah, not the shas hakdasha. So it cannot be that case. If you look in Rabbi Natam in Sefer Yasha, this is found in Simen Kuf Lamed Zayin, the Sefer Yasha identifies this Shita as being B'Shem HaKuntras, as Rashi Shita. If you look in Rashi in Sanhedrin, and Daf Tezvah, Rashi doesn't write this explicitly, but Rashi writes that, what are we talking about? Sha'osan Miseir Ha'adam Nafa. Rashi writes that. What's the case? Where you took the hair of David and you used it to make a Nafa. presumably, what was that case? Well, it's still mechubar l'eved. You take the hair and you make it into the clean. Highly unlikely. Parshat Shav, we're talking about a case where it was mechubar, but it is no longer mechubar at all. The Ramban writes that that cannot be, because if that's the case, that's not our issue. It's mechubar l'karka, it's mechubar l'eved, of course not. Because according to Ramban, it is obvious that you follow the Shas Hana. So the Ramban sheet is this. Given, if you want to determine whether in fact something is karka or whether it's metaltalin, right, so you follow the Shas Hana. And therefore we must be talking about a case where somehow you utilize this hair when it was still al gabi ha'evin. That's the case of the Ramban. The Tanakam is of the opinion that Eimolin, why? Because since Lavka goes as dummy, it is like Karka. And Eimil Bekakos. Rav Shimon Gamliel is of the opinion that Molin Bisaro, even though it is Mechubar, because physically it's Mechubar, but Al Pidin goes as dummy, therefore it is considered to be Kemetzaltalin. So Chiddush number one, according to the Ramban, is that you follow the Shasana. Somewhat Dachuk, perhaps. You have to assume the case is when you're nehene, when it's still agabi gufo shel eved. That's not so simple. Number one is not so simple in terms of that as the metzias. Number two, this is ha'ara bar sameach, or sameach is found in Hilchos Me'ila, Perakei Halachiyur. Is that considered to be derech hana? Is that normal? Do you come up with an unusual case where a person is being nehene, meiser ha'eved, when it's still al gaba. It's not just simply it's a remote cave. Is that considered to be derech hanah? That's not a normal way of benefiting. So how could you be chayav for that? That involves us in even a different discussion, and that is mi'ila. Can one be chayav for mi'ila shelo kederech hanaso? That's not a simple issue. When the Torah mentions, for example, Isuri achila are kederech achilaso. Eating means eating in a prescribed way. When it comes to mi'ila, we don't think of mi'ila as being an isur achila in the classic sense, and therefore is there a ptur of mi'ila shelo kederech hanaso? This itself is a machlokas rishon. Tosfos and Sakhim writes in Daf Chavav Maralef, Dermas Moshani, that Hekdish Mi'ila requires Derech Hana. Because the Gemara has a Gzeres Shava Chet Chet Mitruma, and just as Achilash Truma is only if it's Derech Achila, so too Mi'ila is Derech Hana. And the Tosfos and Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Maralef, Dermas Moshani, Bishor, their Tosfos maintains when it comes to Mukudashim, the Isser Me'ila is even if it's Shelo Kederech Hanah. This is a lengthy discussion in the Shar HaMelech in Perek Hei of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. Whether when it's Chayav for Me'ila, Shelo Kederech Hanah. So again, the Ramban is forced to learn this Gemara is talking about a highly unusual case. What forced the Ramban to do so? Because the Ramban said that one cannot argue that it's referring to the obvious case where you cut the hair and then you have some use for it. That's what the case is, using hair. Because that would not be subject to machlokes. Because at that point, b'shas hanah certainly is a davar hametalta. The way Rashi understands, you're talking about using it for a nacha. Right? Poshav shat, that means utilizing it when it was already tolosh. Well, if that's true, what about the Ramban's kasha? Poshav shat in Rashi's teretz is the following. No, and that's related to our issue. If you want to determine whether something is considered to be karka or metalflin, mechuba or tolosh, what is the key moment? Is it the shas hanah? One could argue, according to Rashi, absolutely not. It is the shas hakadasha. Since at the time of the Hakdasha, when a person was Makdish to Eved, it was Al Gabi HaEved, and if you assume that, Lav Kigozu Dami, therefore Bishas Hakdasha, it's already Dino Kikarka, it's excluded from Me'ila, and that's considered to be the critical moment. If that's the case, you have explicitly then a machlokas between Rashi and the Ramban. Whether mechuber lekarka is dino kekarka when it comes to me'ila, is that dependent on shas hakadasha, or is that dependent on shas hanah? That could relate to our issue here regarding dine kefil. Like, what happens if something is mechuber lekarka at the time of the hafgada, but not subsequently at the time, right, of its use? Right here, the time of the gneiva or pebble case, the time of me'ila. How would this help us with the view of Rabbeinu Chananel? Rabbeinu Chananel, L'chora, is a third possibility. Rabbeinu Chananel, the Poshav Shat assumes, as the Ramban, that it is not the Shas HaKadosha, but rather the Shas Hana is the determining factor. On the one hand, he agrees with the Ramban. Shas Hana is the determining factor. On the other hand, Rabbi Nachmanel agrees with Rashi in terms of the description of the case. What are we talking about? You're using the hair while the hair is al gabi eved. Highly unusual. Not only a difficult okimta, but perhaps one would not even be chayim for such a case, because that is not considered to be kederach hanah, as Tosfos assumes himself in Daf Chavav. So Rabbi Nachmanel splits. On the one hand, in Lamdus, the Ramban is absolutely correct. Shas Hana is the Koveya. On the other hand, in terms of the Tziur, the particular instance, We're talking about a case where one is nehene la'achar shegozal, one is ready tolush. That's the secret of minatanana. So now, everything fits in very nicely. Now, according to the Tanakama, Eimol in Besara. Why is Eimol in Besara? The answer is because, as the Gemara comments, Kegozel's dummy, Kegozel's dummy. What does Kegozel's dummy mean? That the hair was never subject to a HaKadosha. It never became Kodesh. So of course there's no Me'ila. It never became Kodesh. What was our difficulty? What about Rav Shimon Gamliel? Rav Shimon Gamliel says Molin. How is that possible? Because Molin means then Lav Kegozel's dummy. It became Kodesh. But if it's Lav Kegozel's dummy, isn't it Dino Keved? The answer is no. We're talking about a case, Poshim Shad. When you utilize the Ser HaEved La'achar Shenitmash, after it was cut, the normal use. And at that point in time, it is considered to be Mitaltalin. And therefore, Molinbo, precisely because you follow the Shas Hana. You do not follow the Shas HaKdasha. That's Rabbi Nachman understood the Gemara. Beautiful beer. Not Dachuk at all. In London, it agrees with Ramban that you follow the Shas Hana. But in the case, to assume we're talking about Nena when the Seir is Al Gufo Shel Eved, that we don't assume whatsoever. This machlokes, whether you follow the Shas Hana or Shas HaKadosha, this also relates to what we discussed a little bit earlier. That Gemara Baba Basra and Daf, Ayin Tesam and Aleph, Hikdish Bor Balei Mayim. So certainly Molin Bo, a person will buy the Nisamila regarding the Bor. The only question is, what about the water? And is there a difference as to whether the water was there at the time of the HaKadosha? Or whether the water only was filled in this bor subsequently. We discussed that Chiddush Ramban. So Tosus is bothered, right? And that sugya, Gittin Daf Lamed Testament Aleph, this sugya of Serom and Ligazes. Tosus says, the Gemara of Abasra in Testament Aleph, Hikdish Bor, so one can envision Isra Me'ila. Tosus is bothered. What's the case? A bor is karka. And Ein Mila Bekarkaos. What's the case of Moalimbo? So Tosus quotes the view of Venu Shmuel Shehitzniach Hafeitzav Babor. Right. You use the board to store something. That's what the Rashbam writes. Mishtamesh Babor. Tosus says he thinks that's still difficult because that's still called Ein Me'ila V'Mechubar. That's part of Ein Me'ila B'Karkaos. So Tosa says, Hacha Mayaskinan Kisha'akar Min Habor Kuliyah. So Tosa's right. Akar Min Habor Kuliyah. We're talking about a case where you have a bor, a person is makdish the bor. Let's say the bor is made up of different dirt, right, and logs in order to create the foundation of the bor. And a person will go ahead and take part of it out. He'll remove, right, one of the pieces of wood, and use it. In other words, that it was mechubar at the time of the HaKadosha, but akar chulim in abor, nitlash. And therefore, it was utilized at the time that it was talush. That's the case of Molinbo. Mefurash according to Tosus, given the Flamites, that you follow the Shas Hana, like the view of the Ramban, like the view of Ben Hananel, right, but against the view of Rashi. Tosus is Mufurish. The Shas Hana is considered to be the Koveya. Not the Shas HaKadosha. Even though in our sugi, when it comes to Mechubar Lakarka, Tosus is assuming the Shas HaKadosha is the Koveya. When it comes to Mila, you know, Tosus and Gitnissums and Daflamites, right, the Shas Hana is considered to be, right, that which is critical. Rashi makes the comment earlier in Baba Kama, the sugya that we saw already as well, the Vav Medbeis. Nezikin Peis Min Ha'idis, Rabbi Kiva said, Kavachom el hektish. And as we discussed, the Gemara was bothered. What is the case of Kavachom el hektish? The Gemara said the following, that Elam adadang ak turid didan, the turid de hektish, you're talking about a regular case of hezek, where your shore damages the shore of hektish, you pay min hameta. What do you mean? Shore eiram rachmana? Below shore shal hektish. So what exactly was Rabbi Kiva referring to? When Rabbi Kiva said, Kavachom. So we already discussed a couple of other issues. No, what's the Gemara so bothered by? Why couldn't it mention the case of Me'ilah, the Rashba's Kasha? The answer is because Me'ilah must pay Me'ita, that's a Pasuk. That's not based on Kavachom and a Hektish. And the Rimosh's Kasha. Now if the Aftur of our Gemara is only capable with your Chayiv Karen, let the Gemara mention the case of Geneva. Rashi raised the following Kasha. Why does the Gemara mention simply V'lo mukila ba'achilas behemtos dehekdish? Why not mention a simple case? Not that your animal gored a shore of hektish, but your animal ate from a field of hektish. The field had fruits, and your animal ate. So, why can't that be the case? So Rashi writes, no, that's not the case, because ein me'ila bekarkos. That's what Rashi writes. The last words in the dust. Interesting chiddush, no? Here Rashi says that, of course, that can't be the case. Can't be the field of hektish because they need the kakaos. Therefore, the Gemara is going to be talking about where your animal's damaging shore of hektish, a field of hektish, aiming the kakaos. But again, shouldn't that depend on our issue? We're talking about a case where obviously b'shas hakadasha it was karka, when it was makdish the field, and then an animal comes and eats the peros of that field. Well, is that called karka, or is that called metopolin? Rashi here writes ein lil bekarkos because kol mechabel karka is kekarka dami. That's difficult in light of what we're assuming in Rashi Shita. Right, if Rashi says the case of the Eved was that you took the hair and you made it into a kli, and obviously making it into a kli means lachar shenitvash, so what exactly do you follow in these particular cases according to Rashi Shita? According to Rashi Shita, right, you follow then the Shas HaKadosha. That's what we maintain Rashi Shita is. The Shas HaKadosha. Maybe not Hinami, so maybe that's exactly Rashi Shita and Rav Akam as well. Rashi says it can't refer to a case of an animal ate the peros because ein mila bekarkos. Here you're not dealing with karka, here you're dealing with mechubra la karka shnitvashu. And yet Rashi writes ein mila bekarkos. So one possibility of Rashi is Inachinami exactly. You follow the Shas HaKadosha, not the Shas Hanah. This is exactly Rashi Lashitase. Exactly. Maybe one could argue that here, even other Rishonim could agree as well. Because here, the Tchilas Maisa HaAchila, the Hanas Hame'ila was when it was Mechuba. It's true, it's part of the eating process. Right? The animal will eat the peros, and obviously in the process of Achila, it is no longer Mechuba. But here, in this case, where the Tchilas Maisa Achila is the Mechuba, maybe then everyone would agree that that's considered Tzikim Mechuba Dami. But according to Rashi, you have to come on to that Chiddush. According to Rashi, even if the Hana would have been exclusively at the time that it is Tolosh, nonetheless, that you follow the Shas HaKadosha. Maybe that's exactly what Rashi points out in Bava Kamada Bava Madeis, that you follow the Shas HaKadosha. That's what the Gemara Nikva, a simple answer. We're talking about a case where an animal ate from a field of Hektish. The Gemara assumes you have to talk about somehow that you damaged a Chayfetz of Hektish. And that was the problem that the Gemara raises. In the earlier shiurim, we mentioned different models of hektish. there is Berek Abayis, there is Kedushas Aguf. And then we pointed out that Chiddush of the Ramban Rabbasra, the Fayin Tes, that it's possible to have Mamon Hekdesh without Kedushas Hekdesh. Because Kedushas Hekdesh, in every shape or form, that is a function of Hakdasha. Kedushas Pen. And if something becomes Kodesh without a Hakdasha, so in such an instance, true, it is Hekdesh, but it is not subject to Me'ila. Based on this Chiddush of the Ramban, perhaps one could understand that Sugi and Sanhedrin Daf Tezvav in a very different way entirely. If you look in the Zer Avram, in the end of Siman Yud, Rav Menachem Zemba raises the following issue. He quotes this Rabbi Nechananel. Rabbi Nechananel explains that according to Tanakama, ain't more than well because it's Kegozel's dummy. And therefore, it is not Kodesh. Why is that true, it's not Kodesh? Because when a person was Makdish, the Eved, the Ser HaEved was not included. So Menachem Zemba is bothered by two kashas. Kasha number one is the following. The Gemara in Chulin and Afkuf Lamed Heim at Aleph says the following. Hamakdish behema chutz migizasim. If a person is makdish a behema, and he says explicitly, except for the shearings of that animal, the Gemara says that no, that Pashta Kedusha Bekulo. Doesn't matter. We had that sugya last year, but in the very beginning of Kedushin. Let's say a person is makdish 3/4 of the behemoth. So only 3/4 becomes Kodesh. Well, that can't be. The nifshu to Bekulo. The Gemara says if a person is makadish achati isha, we should assume the nifshu to Kedusha Bekulo. A chalos hekdish diffuses. That's exactly what the Gemara writes in Nedav Chulin, Kuf Lamed Hey, that if a person is Makdish Shebehema Chutz Migizasa, Pashta Kedusha Bekula. So therefore, Menachem Zemba raises the following question. Even if one should assume that Kegozel's dummy, why don't you assume that Nivri to Kedusha Bekula? How is that different from the case of the Gemara? Chutz Migizasa. Well, we say that, what do you mean? The fleece of animal, the shearings, all of that is included. And then Rav Nachum Zemba raises the following issue. According to all other Rishonim, the Gemara says the following, that Ein Molinba, Ein Molinba. What does Ein Molinba mean? It is Kodesh, but it's not subject to an Isser Mi'ila. In other words, Karka. Is the Karka Kodesh? Of course the Karka is Kodesh. But ain molin, well, it's not subject to me'ila because ain me'ila b'karkaos. Ain molin, well, is a very technical term. According to Rabbi Nachmanano, it's somewhat difficult. The Gemara says molin, well, or ain molin, well. The Gemara should say the following chiddush: that according to the view of Tanakama, the Seir ha'omnigzos is kigozos dami. And therefore, it's chulin. It's not kodesh at all. Ein molin bo does not sound like it has no chalos kedusha whatsoever. And in fact, that very same sugya, daf lamed tesamid aleph in Gittin, the Gemara says the following: Ein molin bo kadosh v'no kadosh mibayle. The Gemara says in a different context. If you're going to tell me that it's absolute chulin, so the Braisa should not say Ein Molin Bo. Ein Molin means despite the fact that it is Kodesh, for some reason there's no Mila. For example, Ein Mila B'Karkos. So according to Rabbi Nachmanano, isn't that a difficulty as well? So now comes some Zemba suggests a fascinating Chiddush It's according to the approach of the Ramban. What was the first kasha? V'nifshik nushe b'kulam. Doesn't the Gemara say in Chulin that if an animal is kodesh, the chalos hekdesh extends to, right, the fleece of the animal, its hair, its shearing. So don't you see the same thing here? It's a fascinating chiddush. Eino chinami. Everyone agrees it's kodesh. Everyone agrees it's kodesh. So what then is the issue? What then would the machlokes be? No, it's found. The Tanakhama says that Serho Melikvos is Kigozazdom. Kigozazdom. What does that mean that it's Kigozazdom? That was not included in the Hakadosha. That's the Kiddush. When I was Makdish to Eved, was the Ser HaEved included in the Hakadosha or was it not? Well, if you hold that Ser is Kagosa's dummy, it's not an inherent part of the Eved, and therefore it was not included in the Hakadosha. Does that mean that it's absolute Chulin? No. The Gemara Chulin Kuf Lamed Hei, B'nifshetu Kiddushe HaVakulim. You know what that means, v'nishtu k'dushe b'kulo? It was not part of the Hakadasha, but nonetheless it becomes hektish. A person is makdish a bor, and the bor fills with water. The water was not part of the Hakadasha, but it's mamon hektish. There, it's mamon hektish, the Ramban writes, because of a kinyan chatzer. Here, it's mamon hektish, because v'nishtu k'dushe b'kulo. But that was not a direct function of the Hakadosha. So you know what the Chiddush is according to Tanakhama? This is an additional instance where a person can have Mamon Hekdesh without a Kedusha Hekdesh. And what's the Halacha? That despite the fact that it is Nichsei Hekdesh, Ein Moalinbo. That's exactly why the Gemara uses the terminology of Moalinbo and not Eino Kodesh. It is Kodesh. But there's no Issim Ila. According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, however, the way Rabbi Nachanana learns, that it's Lav Kegozos Dami. If it's Lav Kegozos Dami, and the Seir is considered to be Kegufo Shel Eved, then you know why it's Kodesh? Because that was included in the Hakadosha. When one was Makdish, the Eved, his hat wasn't included, but his hair certainly was. Because it's Lav Kegozos Dami, it's Kegufo Shel Eved. If it's Kegusho Shel Eved and it was subject to a Kedushas Peh, then Moalimbo, then it's subject to an Isser of Me'ilah. Right? That's the Chiddush that Rav Nachazema suggests, right, to link this Machlokes with the earlier Machlokes that we discussed, the Chiddush of the Ramban. These are several possibilities of understanding, right, this Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Tezvav. For our purposes, it's explicit. Machlokas Rishonim, the Ramban, and Rabbi Nechanan on the one hand, that assume you judge by the Shas Hanav. Rashi, who says that you judge by the Shas Hakdasha, and then we pointed out this Poshim Shat as well, in the Rashi of Avakam and Avav Medeis, the Shas Hakdasha is considered to be the Koveya. And as we pointed out, the Tosas Ashita as well, that you follow the Shas Hanav. So it's interesting, especially in light of our Gemara. That on the one hand, when it comes to our case of karka as far as chiyuve shmir are concerned, here Tosus has a case of mechuber la karka, but Tosus assumes as a rafasha that you follow the shas hafkada. When it comes to me'ila, right, the Tosus in Gittin da Flametesim alaf assumes that akar chuliyam in habor, that you follow the shas hana. Why, in fact, should that be the case? Perhaps one could argue, assuming as the Nesivus, you understand very well. When it comes to an issue of Mi'ila Bikarkaos, so in such a case, the Heftza certainly is Hektish. That is simply an issue, perhaps, in terms of whether there is a Chiyu Tashlume Mi'ila. That also says is governed by the Shas Hana. And therefore, akar chuli min habor. Because everyone agrees the bor is kodesh. It's just a question whether there's a chiyuv mi'ila. The chiyuv mi'ila is not based on the shas hakdasha. The chiyuv mi'ila is based on the shas mi'ila. That's why Tosfos assumes shas hana. What about an argamara? If you argue as the Nesivos does, that the klal uprat to klal is a hafgos hashmira. So in the case of a hafgos hashmira, that's not going to be determined by the shas hana. Here by the shas hagneva, that's going to be determined by the shas hafgada. And if the shas hafgada is considered to be karka, that's it. That means that it was not subject to the parshas hashomrin. And in that instance, therefore, even if it was mechuvah the karka that became ultimately metaltalin, one cannot equate ein me'il the karkos to the cases of ein shnei the karkos. What is a hafka? One is talking about dinei chiyuve me'ila. That's based on the shas achiyu. That's based on the shas ana. We pointed out Rashi's possibility of me'ila. It's dependent on the shas hakadasha. This issue, right, in the broadest sense, what exactly is the koveya? Right. The shas hakadasha, the shas hagneva. This will be critical, right, in beginning the sugya of samachei amad aleph, because here the gemara is dealing with simply tashlumin, even in cases when there is a chiyuv tashlumin. But one could envision cases of dalad vehev, for example, or even in cases of kefel, that there are various times that one could assess. A person goes ahead and steals something, and subsequently, let's say, tavach ha-machar. A person steals and he's kofir. Then there's the shas hamod abedin. If you want to assess the value of the chayfet, which point is considered to be critical? Would you assume it's ke'en shagana, the shas genev is critical? Or we argue that no, it's at the time of the hamod abedin. And here, the Gemara does samachim and aleph, that you'll soon see, splits. Rav says the following chiddush: when it comes to the chiyuv keren, that is determined ke'en shagana. When it comes towards tashlume kefel, tashlume rabo achamisha, that's considered to be kishas hamad abedin. And how do you know this is true? The Gemara quotes the pasuk. What's unclear, this is what we'll have to discuss, is the following. What is this pasuk coming to explain? The first half of Rav's statement, that keren is ke'en shagana, or is the pasuk explaining the second half of the statement, and that is that certain other cases, kefir shas hamad abedin, kefir dal bein is dependent on shas hamad abedin, which is the davar pasuk, which is considered to be the exception. Right? The pasuk is telling us something exceptional. So, what is the shuras hadin, and what is, so to speak, the ultimate hakal that the pasuk emphasizes? So, when we do the sugya, take a look at the rush. Rush here, Merubin Simon Bayes, the Rush discusses at length, but read the Rush very carefully. There seem to be difficulties Mineo Bay in the Rush, unless the Rush shows himself. And take a look at the Tnei Yeshua in our study as well. The next shir we'll discuss this issue of Samachim and Aleph. As I alluded to yesterday, what I think we'll do is the following. Instead of shir tomorrow, let's spend all the time with Chavrusa. Try to go through this, the Gemara Rashi tells us, until Samachim and Aleph. I'd rather not skip over it, but you'll see, it's just the drushes of the klal uprat to klal. Some of the main sugyas we'll get to later. The Tosfos, for example, is a critical in Daf Samach Beis and the Beis, where Tosfos writes in passing a very great chiddush that garmi is only a din drabanan. That we'll get to later. The machlokas are shown whether garmi is a chiyu daraisa, there's only a knas drabanan, but we'll have to learn many more sugyas for that issue. So the next shir in Baba Kama we'll discuss will be in Daf Samach Hem and Aleph. Maybe instead of shir tomorrow, just go through all the Gemara Rashi Tosfos, get up to that point. When you read Samach Hem and Aleph, right, begin right with the Rush, and then continue with the Tosfos at the Damascus Gufa Marav Karen Ke'en Shagam. Okay, that's all. We'll stop. Okay.